16 days until Christmas, 22 days until we fall off the fiscal cliff. Joining us now is Ken Walsh, Chief White House Correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the Presidency Column. Well, Ken, what do you think the president would like for Christmas?
Well, I think we pretty much know that he would like some resolution of this whole fiscal cliff issue, but it really doesn't look like we're going to get it by Christmas. Lots of times these issues get resolved at the last minute. There's a huge lurch toward a compromise, but we don't see much sign of that now. There was some clarity this past week, however, that looks like members of Congress are really deferring to House Speaker John Boehner and letting him do the negotiating and seeing what he comes up with dealing with President Clinton in the White House. But right now, it's very difficult to see beyond the fundamental point that there are clashing mandates here. President Obama feels like he had a mandate in the election when he was reelected to raise taxes on the wealthy. And Republicans in the House who retained control said, well, we have mandates too. You know, in many cases, the individual legislator's mandate in his or her district is larger than the margin that Obama won by. So it is a sort of a clashing mandate situation, and we haven't gotten beyond that yet.
Mm. Well, you got a feel for the vibe at the White House the other night when you were there, didn't you, Ken?
That's right, I did. I've been covering the White House since 1986, and I've gone to many of these holiday parties, and I always am struck by the fortitude it takes for the president and the first lady to get through these parties, because they shake thousands of hands. They do it night after night. By the time my wife and I reached the head of the receiving line, the Obamas had gone through, I guess there must have been 800 people there. So you can imagine, maintaining the holiday cheer with some of your antagonists in the media floating by to shake hands might be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, it could make for some uncomfortable moments. Huh?
It does, yeah, it does. But they do it well. You know, every president I've covered, going back to Ronald Reagan, has always managed to get through these events. And they're very important to the press corps and so many other people who go through these parties, members of Congress, diplomats, volunteers, White House staffers. So it's an important moment in sort of the rituals that we go through in Washington, and President Obama and Mrs. Obama handled it quite well.
Yeah, and some pictures for the office wall. Huh?
That's right, exactly.
Okay, Ken, have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Ken Walsh, Chief White House Correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the Presidency Column.